Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh, snuck up on me. Every Tuesday, 11:40, a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. Hoff, what do you have for us?
Coffee well, time. Listen, stop. As you know, it's championship time around here in professional sports. So, BT.
I'm not watching hoops. Next question.
Bald-faced lie.
Yes.
Okay, man, let's slow it down. I'll get there. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. It's great for the NHL that the Oilers and Panthers are going back-to-back, repeating in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I honestly forgot that they played last year. I got to be totally honest with you. I can't lie about that. Like, once the Rangers got knocked out, like I'm like, nah, it's not really for me to watch here. I mean, I think I'll say bold-faced truth, because if this was basketball or baseball, stuff that I actually watch and really, truly care about, I think there's something to be said for a rematch there. I think anytime you have a province in Canada, you know, involved, I mean, where, you know, hockey was born, I think it's good for the sport. So I'll say bald-faced truth, but the real answer is bald-faced, I don't care.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth that I think it's good for hockey, only because, and I'm with you, BT, like, and you know me, I'm more of a hockey fan than you are.
Yeah, big Islander fan.
But once the Rangers and Islanders were out of it.
Yeah.
Throwing the Devils too, by the way. They treated us nice out there this year. I like the Devils as well. No, once the local teams were out, specifically the Rangers, I just lost interest. Didn't care. Plus, you combine that with the Knicks, with the Mets and Yanks, like it's a lot to keep up with. I'm not watching out of town hockey, but I have more intrigue in this finals matchup, looking to see if Edmonton can do what they couldn't do a year ago and go beat Florida. Otherwise, if it were, I don't know, pick two teams, the Stars and the Panthers. Like, I'd have 0 inches. I don't care. We were talking about this in the newsroom a little bit yesterday. The thing that gets me to care about these out-of-town matchups, I have to have some kind of rooting interest outside of gambling, which I'm not betting on this, but you have to have some kind of rooting interest, right? So at least I'm rooting for the Oilers and McDavid, and I hate the Panthers. It'll rematch. I think it adds a little bit to the story.
Hoff, do you know is Jari Kurri, is his ankle okay? Is he off the injured list? Is he back?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about
Brent
that.
Brent Fuhrer, is he still in the pipes or what?
A long way.
All I'll say about this is I'm rooting for whatever will help Connor McDavid come to the Rangers. So if that means winning a championship with the Oilers will get him to leave, then I'll take it.
Don't you think it would be the opposite?
I don't know. I can't tell.
But whatever way he wants to go, whatever way he's going to get him in the Rangers, let's go for that. Yeah.
All right. Bullface Live, Bullface Truth. Sal, speaking of the Knicks, Knicks fans, Bullface Truth, Bullface Lie, Knicks fans will be locked into the NBA Finals.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie, although, to the point about rooting interest, there is significant rooting interest. We are all rooting against the Indiana Pacers and Tyrese Haliburton. There's no way any Knicks fan could say that they're indifferent to that. Mm-hmm. They could say that they don't care to the level where they're going to watch every game, and I'm probably in that group. I'm not going to watch every game. If I happen to be around and it's on, nothing else is on, I'll check it out. But I have a significant rooting interest. I think Knicks fans do as well. So, bald-face truth.
Bald-face lie. Knicks fans won't be watching the...
That is a bald-face...
I'm not really sure what it was.
I think it's bald-face lie, because he said that they won't be watching.
Oh, God. I did the double negatives. Either way, Knicks fans are going to be rooting for Halliburton and the Pacers to lose.
There's no doubt about that. You know, I said yesterday I'm not going to watch I'm not going to watch the hockey. I also said I'm not going to watch a second of the basketball. I'm going to watch a little more than I let on. That was maybe the heart talking more than the head yesterday. I'm not saying I'm going to be locked into every possession like I was. Cavs, you know, Cavs, Warriors, or anything during the Warriors run, or even the Miami Heat, just to see if LeBron could crack through, whatever it might be. But to me, there is something still very, very amazing about watching a young, blossoming superstar chase down that first championship, particularly in the sport of basketball. Magic was a kid. Bird was young. Jordan, he was a longer route. Isaiah took longer. It's unique and it's fun. I still find that very interesting. So I will watch, and I would love to see OKC smoke him.
Plus Hartenstein.
Yeah, that's my boy Hartenstein, no question.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's intrigue from the OKC side in general, and then there's hate toward the Pacers.
Yes.
So there is rooting interest built in.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth, BT. It's better to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals than get smoked in the finals.
All right, this is a common question. We even kind of kicked it around hey, if we knew the Knicks were going to lose Game 6, if we knew they were going to lose Game 7, would we sign up for a Game 6 loss to avoid the heartbreak of seeing the Pacers win again on the home court? But I wish there was a Knick game last night. And if it ended in heartbreak, it would have been a little tougher than Game 6 because it's now the finality of it, plus it's at home. But I just work under the umbrella. Anytime I get to watch my team more, number one, it's more enjoyable because sports is still a distraction at the end of the day, a diversion from the reality of life. So I'm sitting there watching the Knicks for 2.5 hours with my family. It's an enjoyable 2.5 hours, even if they lose. And it also enables me to collect a little more information on whether or not I think this group ultimately can win together because I see another game. I see how they click and everything. Now, you know where I stand. They're not going to win anything, this group. They got to do something. I said that yesterday. But I would actually prefer to lose in the finals than to not get there.
Yeah.
If it's a sweep.
I'm going to say that's a bald-faced lie, especially when you factor in, I'd rather lose to any team in the NBA other than the freaking Pacers. Now, I hate the Heat. Don't like the Bulls.
Let's say the Nets were good.
Even the Nets.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could sign on that one with you.
Yeah.
Come on, the Nets. If the Nets were good and the Nets beat us.
At this point.
Oh.
At this point, the Nets are such...
I'm saying if they were good, they used to be.
The way you felt, maybe felt is the right way to say it. The way you felt from a Yankee fan perspective about the Mets, the majority of your existence.
I know what you're saying.
They don't matter. And they matter a lot more than the Nets. So obviously. So the Nets, it doesn't even register. There were two times in my life where the Nets actually registered. And it was not even the Jason Kidd days, which didn't matter to me.
That mattered to me.
Yeah, maybe because the Knicks weren't good or because I didn't hate the Nets.
They beat us in the playoffs one year. They absolutely embarrassed us.
The two times the Nets started to irritate me were the KD, not KD, well, yes, no, KD.
With Harden, Kyrie, and KD.
But the first time with Paul Pierce.
Okay, Garnett.
Kevin, KG. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the first time because it was like, oh, Brooklyn, oh, could they? Get the hell out of here. So that was one. And then obviously KD and Kyrie and all that.
Yeah.
Outside of that, no, they don't register. So I don't, you know, and Evan is annoying. Yeah, McPherson, big net fan, Marash, whatever.
Oh, those guys would never hear the end of it. The vocal minority would be untenable.
Outside of that, I don't hate the Nets.
I don't hate them either. I mean, losing to them in our city, in the conference finals? Oh, God.
Yeah, that would be bad. I know, but it's so unrealistic that
I
can't even.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
For now, it is. For now, it is.
Come on.
I mean, eventually they're going to get good.
And maybe the Knicks will be down by that.
Well, I hope not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.